What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to the Absolutely Not Podcast, where we do the most and the least at the same damn time. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. Ladies and gentlemen, guys and gals, you know, really any house pets that are listening, so excited that you've tuned into the Absolutely Not Podcast. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. I am so absolutely honored, thrilled, really breathless, speechless to have the incredible Queen of the Bitch Bible, Jackie, thank you for coming in today. You are a dream.
You are a fucking dream. We have found love in a hopeless place.
We have.
Don't you
shine bright like a diamond.
Like a fucking diamond. Yeah, I'm so happy to be here. I love you.
I love you.
I think you're so fucking funny. You're so on your shit.
You're on your shit. And I have to say, so we just recently met.
Yes.
And it is so refreshing to have a boss bitch like you.
Thank you.
Preaching the good word and being honest.
Honesty, everybody.
It's
the future.
In this world of like PC bullshit. And I feel, and I'll just say for a second, as a comic, I feel like I almost can't do my job some days when I am not allowed to be authentically honest. And listening to your podcast is so refreshing. So thank you for gracing us with your presence.
Thank you for validating my cuntiness.
Cunt is a word that I like to use.
Me too. Always have.
Always have. And I think a true feminist uses the word.
Yeah.
When people are like, cunt, you shouldn't use it. I'm like, I'm going to use it.
Yeah. And it doesn't actually, I don't use it. Well, that's actually, I'm completely
lying. If you're a cunt, you're a cunt. It doesn't matter.
There's no other word.
Take the power back. You know what I mean?
Right. And you could be like a fun cunt or you could be a bad cunt. It doesn't matter, but it is a word and we have the right to use it properly.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, you're born and raised Los Angeles.
Yes.
Which I have a lot of questions about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you're born, you're like a Kardashian. You're like the 17th Kardashian, correct?
Oh, 100%.
Okay, great.
Yes. No, I did not grow up like proper Los Angeles. I'm a suburb kind of gal.
I see. I've told everyone I live for the valley.
I love the valley. I live
thrive
in,
Encino. Like when I head to Encino, I'm like, wow, these are my people.
San Fernando Valley. It's a wonderful place. It's where I currently reside.
Yeah.
And I love every second of it. I love eating in a strip mall.
Good for you. And you have to own it.
Yes. I don't want a valet.
No.
I don't want to make a fucking reservation.
I want to pull into a shady parking lot.
Yep.
And go out to my Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Yep.
That's got like mediocre baked potatoes.
At best. Yeah.
And then, you know, they have a great wedge salad.
Do you know what they have a great one of, which is weird to order at a steakhouse?
What?
The stuffed chicken.
Oh, I bet it's to die for.
We'll give you, you will
hives.
Climax.
Yeah, okay, great.
It's stuffed with ricotta all over my body.
I'm here for it.
Ugh.
And I could go, and I'm a meat-heavy person, but
same.
I could just go and get sides. Like, I love a cream spinach.
Yep.
The salad, I always get a salad. I don't even care if I've just gone to, like, a full buffet. I'm getting some sort of crisp salad on a cold plate from a steakhouse.
I love a beefsteak tomato with a red onion and then the
Fuck
blue
me
cheese
up.
And
yeah.
the vinaigrette, because you have to do both dressings unless you're, like, a fucking terrorist. You don't just commit to one. It's weird.
And when they come over with the peppercorn grinder.
Ugh, my dick.
I literally say.
So hard.
What's your name, Javier? Stay here all day.
Be inside of me,
yeah.
Javier. Thank you so much.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly. Can we please have penetration
yes.
after you peppercorn my salad?
Thank
you so
you.
Much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, love him.
So born and raised in LA, you're married and I, you know, we were talking about wedding stuff. Like I'm trying to gear up for my wedding and it's like a year and a half away, but my God, why did anybody sign up for this?
It's so much work and so much unnecessary emotional turmoil, which you will find at the beginning. Once you're 6 months out, you're fucking coasting.
Okay.
Coasting. It's all like the shit at the beginning, the location, the vibe, the guest list.
I have the location.
Great.
I think I have a vibe.
Cool.
I haven't been able to find a wedding dress because wedding dress shopping for me has been just a clusterfuck.
Okay.
I think I'm going to have to get something custom made, but the vibe I'm going for is very, it's like old Hollywood glamour with a splash of trash. I want to look slutty.
That. I looked the sluttiest I ever looked at a wedding. My tits were out for the world.
To your neck.
They were hiked up. I mean, I had a plunging neckline.
Oh,
with a,
come through.
Yeah, the whole thing. And I'm like, but I have pockets. So I'm like, I'm cool. But I'm like, my tits, everyone can see my tits.
You just hold your dignity in your pockets.
Yeah, and I made sure the entire, I had tampons in my pocket of my wedding dress.
Smart. Were you menstruating on your wedding?
Yes, I was. And I had one of my bridesmaids change my tampon for me.
Honestly, we just met, but I need you to know that if it ever comes a time you need me to help you change a tampon, I would gladly do it because we were just really vibing.
Totally. I would do that for you, vice versa. Totally. Yeah, my cousin did like a little pat test.
Uh-huh.
Because, by the way, I'm wearing like a silk white dress.
And right.
It's very minimal, like under. I was at Palm Springs. I didn't want to get swamp ass. So like there was minimal lining. And I was like, I might need to change my tampon. She got down on her knees in the middle of my cocktail hour like a lady. And I didn't even give a fuck at that point. I'm like two martinis and I'm like, whatever. Bride's gone wild. She shoves her hand. She literally clutched my vagina.
Good girl.
And
they say women don't help women.
Right.
Come on.
Come on. Women supporting women. And she's like, you're dry. And I was like, cool, thanks. And then when I wasn't, she
changed it.
She got in there and she did what she had to do.
That is so fantastic.
Yeah.
See, that's the level of relationship I have with my bridesmaids. We've known each other since the fourth grade.
Have to.
I was in a weird space because I have like my, you know, you have friends from all different seasons of your life. I have my college friends, my New York friends, my LA friends, and I've kind of interwoven all of them. But my core four are the girls that have known me since I had, you know, I was like farting in my wearing Crocs in the fourth grade. You know what I mean? They
I
know
totally
me.
I totally understand. And that's so important because if you like get a little like bridezilla at the end, like the day of your wedding, you need to be around people that you can look at and just like be your monstrous like Osama bin Laden self.
Yeah. If you just want to go full exorcism and you're like, where the fuck are my flowers? These are the wrong ones.
Yes.
My best friend Anne Marie, who I was her maid of honor, literally she lost her shit over the ribbon that they tied around her bouquet. I wouldn't have even noticed those details. But now that I'm the bride and I never thought I'd be a sociopath, but I'm like, wow, I can't believe somebody had a dark maroon ribbon around their white roses. Like it's just shit like that where I'm like, I don't know. It's almost like pregnancy brain, like wedding brain turns you into a serial killer.
Oh, no, I know. Bridezillas are the worst. Bridezillas are the new terrorists because you think it's the most important day. And it's like they're registering for Hermes China and you live in a studio apartment like under the freeway. Like you don't need Hermes China.
Let's have a real conversation. This is a great start off into the absolutely not world that I live in.
Yes.
That's an absolutely not.
That is an absolutely not.
If you live in a studio in Redondo Beach and you have one window.
Not near the beach.
It's a 45-minute walk to the beach.
Under the freeway exit to get to the beach.
You need to look at what's on your registration list.
No, like hard no. You do not need an Hermes ashtray.
Mm-mm.
You don't.
For no reason. I'm not even getting china because my mom and both of my grandmothers have like four sets of china. They're like, Heather, you don't even cook.
No.
Like, why are you ever going to have anybody over to eat on china?
No.
Meghan Markle's not calling you anytime soon to like pop by. Like, chill the fuck out, you know?
You don't need $1,800 frette pillowcases.
Oh, actually, I do need those.
By the way, I only know that those exist because I registered for them.
I will tell you right now, I truly judge, like, I judge a hotel by two things. If their french fries are good, like, I'm a room service kind of bitch.
Love it.
And their sheet count. I like such a high thread count. And I don't care. That's the one, I shop at Old Navy. Mm-hmm. I'm a Target bitch. I thrive at a DSW.
Yeah.
I will, like, go to the outlets at 8 a.m. But I don't fuck with cheap sheets.
Cheap sheets are disgusting. You sweat in the night. You can't have, like, a poly blend sheet. You're disgusting.
Thank you.
You'll get swamp ass. I reached over and touched, like, my husband was, like, in a full body sweat the other night, by the way. Sleeping naked. It's his new thing. Mm-hmm. Disgusting. Balls all over my spirit.
No,
sheet.
Absolutely not.
No. Put some fuck. I need a barrier.
See, I always try to get Jeff to sleep naked because I think it's weird. He wears basketball shorts. Like, we could have sex and then he'll go put his basketball shorts on. And it makes me feel like he thinks he's going to be attacked in the middle of the night.
See, I like that. I feel like that's very responsible. He's concluding the moment.
I guess, but then he'll like put on the, let's like just wear your underwear, wear your boxer briefs or wherever the fuck they are. you know?
A basketball short feels like he might be ready to bolt.
Thank you. That's exactly what I said. I was like, do you got to go play pickup in like five? What the fuck are you doing?
What do you wear to sleep?
Usually big tee underwear. I'll go naked.
Oh,
I love a cool breeze by my lady bits.
You're so free spirited. I go like full American Girl doll, like a full set.
I do get these really cute pajama sets that are kind of American Girl doll-esque from Old Navy. Shout out to Old Navy. I'm not sponsored, but I really want to be.
Should I go buy pajamas there? Because I love a set.
Oh, my God. And they have, I don't know what the cotton blend is, but it is they're the softest pajamas
and
you'll ever wear.
Breathable.
When I want to wear like a cute set, that's what I wear.
Okay.
But most of the time it's like face down, ass up. That's the way I like to sleep, you know?
I like that about you. I can't do that. I never sleep naked and I always wear socks. Hot.
So I'm going to go.
Hot, steamy over in the Schimmel-Haas house. Yeah. So just.
I can't do the socks.
Oh, I cannot not sleep without socks. One time I didn't have socks and I took two t-shirts and a rubber band and I made makeshift socks.
See, I don't wear socks, but here's the thing. Jeff literally makes me pack socks everywhere we go because for some reason, whenever I'm in a hotel room, like it's always a fancy hotel, I will nick myself so bad shaving. I don't know why. It just happens when I'm on the road. And then next thing you know, there'll be blood everywhere. And you know, fancy hotels never have Band-Aids. So then I'll literally have to make a makeshift like wound care kit with a tall sock and like a washcloth. Don't even ask what has happened to me multiple times.
I have so many follow-up questions, but I'm not going to do it. We're not going to go there. But I'm wondering.
There's just a lot. I don't know what it is. For some reason, it's like I slip a lot.
The lighting. The linoleum.
It's something.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get it.
Always happens at like the St. Regis. And then I feel bad because obviously the, what the fuck am I trying to do?
Robe.
The robe. Uh-huh. The robes just look like there's been, you know.
An accident.
A late term abortion on the robe. It's a whole thing. Yeah. So do you have any other absolutely nots in your life? Like, what have you been observing recently? I mean, you were the queen of keeping it real.
There's so many. I mean, I think Instagram is a very slippery place to exist. And the absolutely nots are just permeating through the newsfeed of Instagram.
It's wild.
I think we could be done with boomerangs.
Forever.
They're like glamorous strokes.
That is the best way I've ever heard it put, period.
Yes, it's like a glamorous stroke.
We get it. You're cheersing your glass. You have four friends.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And they all drink rosé.
They.
And by the way, how many times, I see girls do this all the time, especially in Malibu. It's a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
The thought that you say, okay, one, two, three, cheers. And then you have to like keep your wrist steady. It's so mortifying.
And then you have the one girl in the group named Lindsay who's been speedballing on Adderall since like the fifth grade. And she never gets it right. And then everyone's like, God damn it, Lindsay.
Early to the cheers, like always. Shaking just a little bit, shifting in her seat. She's like, I got the tuna sashimi with extra jalapenos. Hate her. Oh, she's the worst.
Kind of an absolutely not for me right now is actually my grown ass friends who are real adults who don't need to be on Adderall anymore. Any kind of upper for that matter. And they act like they're still studying for the GMAT. I said, hey, babe, you work at a startup.
Yeah.
Truly, you have no need to be on uppers.
No.
I can't handle my friends in their mid-30s still on Vyvanse and Adderall. Shout out. I mean, if they want to sponsor me, great. I'll take it.
Same.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like some of my friends have been on it for so long. And listen, I'm not saying like if you need medication, but let's be real. It's frying your brain.
100%. I get very nervous around people on Adderall.
Me too.
I've never taken it, but I don't like the shakes.
I used to take it for like a hot second, but mm-hmm. I did not take it for any reason that I needed like neurological help, even though I'm the poster child for ADHD.
Same.
But I, you know, my doctor gave it to me, but it was because I could get thin.
Well, obviously. Why else do you take Adderall?
But the funny thing was I didn't really get thin. Like, you're supposed to lose your appetite, but I never lost my appetite. I would just eat faster. You know what I mean?
like a fucking witch.
Yeah. I'm like, how fast can I eat this, like, quesadilla, you know?
Right, and you're just woofing.
Yeah. Woofing it down. So never lost my appetite. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, mm-hmm. then it's definitely not worth it because you're not getting the great effects of it. Then you're just shaking and you're peeling and it makes me nervous and I get very on edge when people seem enhanced.
Oh, I feel the same way.
Triggered. I'm like, no. Mm-hmm. Wrong girl. Like if something goes awry, like I don't like it.
You're
shaking. What's going on? No. Unsubscribe.
Find an exit strategy. Like I'm looking for the door because you can see them coming a mile away.
Like, hey, so, yeah. Like what's up? Like, what are you? I'm like, no.
Jawing.
Absolutely not.
Jawing. And that's the thing is I go out, you know, I still like to be out in the mean streets. I feel like
a young gal,
but I can't be around cokeheads anymore.
Me either. I can't do it. I love like responsible, like,
drug use.
Yes. Drug use and drinking.
Uh-huh.
Like, I love a cocktail. I can nurse a martini like you have never seen.
I heard you bring your own olive juice places.
I do all the time. I might have some in my bag.
Good for you. I need to learn some lifestyle tips and tricks because I thought I was the queen of like having my shit together. Mm. What kind of vodka do you use?
I like Beluga or Belvedere.
Great. I'm a Chopin.
I like that too.
Chopin's my favorite vodka. It is so smooth and delicious, but clean. I'm more of a potato kind of gal.
The only reason I don't regularly order Chopin is because I don't like saying it.
Well, you heard my southern accent. It's Chopin. So can I get a Chopin slightly dirty, two olives, you know?
Like, because I've definitely called it Chopin at one point in time. I'm like, I'll have a Chopin, like, super dry martini up with, like, two blue cheese stuffed olives. And if you don't have blue cheese, because you have, like, blue cheese crumbles, then you can just, like, shove them in.
Uh-huh.
Like, take the pimento out. And then I'm like, you're a fucking idiot.
In my early 20s, I worked in New York in, like, the big bar scene. And I had to, you know, I worked with some, like, top sommeliers. So I had to learn the wine because I would literally go up to tables and be like, Laurent Perrier. And they're like, it's Laurent Perrier, you know?
Like, okay, fuck you.
Fuck you. Okay. All right, Francois.
Relax.
Yeah.
Relax.
We're in America,
you learned
chill.
You learned that a macaroni grill. Yeah. Shut the fuck up. Stay in your lane. Thank you. Have a great night. Tip me well. Oh, God.
They're like, no, it was Ippolito's. You know what I mean? You're like, we got it, you fucking brick.
Don't you hate, like, your fake sommelier friend? But that knows nothing. My husband does this. We went wine tasting recently.
And they try and swirl it in their mouth. And that's the thing is, I actually studied abroad in Italy and I studied wine tasting. So, like, I pride myself that's a hobby of mine.
You
I like
knowledge.
The wine. But literally, my mom, my sweet mom, 72, ball buster. It's like our relationship is we're Joan and Melissa Rivers, but we're both Joan. You know?
Oh, yep. Totally got it.
But she, God bless her, you could put a 20-year-old bottle of Barolo in front of her and two buck chuck, and she'll always pick the two buck chuck. So
love
try
that.
To explain to her some key words that she could use.
Oaky.
Yeah, and I said, Mom, you like actually like a dry, she likes dry wines, but wherever we go, she goes, I don't want a dry. And I'm like, she wants the Chianti.
Yeah, right.
So tell her you brought her a Barbera, just give her the Chianti.
Give her the fucking Chianti.
My mom is the worst in restaurants. It's truly embarrassing.
In what capacity?
She doesn't know any of the steps of service. Like I worked in every restaurant you can ever imagine. Mm-hmm. So that's my one absolutely not. People who do not know how to properly behave in a restaurant. You know how
the term behave.
Behave. You know how people in Israel have to serve in the army?
Yes.
I think everyone in America should have to work in some sort of restaurant for at least 6 months before they like go out into the real world.
I agree with that statement. I never worked in a restaurant, but I was a camp counselor for years. So I had to wrangle some snotty-nosed fucking...
That's a service industry regardless. Any sort of like hospitality service industry.
I should have worked in a restaurant because I could be a real fucking nightmare. Never in a restaurant though. I am so nice. I overcompensate.
As you should.
Yes.
Because if you knew what I knew, you would know just to know.
Oh, yeah. I'm like a cunt to people like in my normal life.
Oh, for sure. But if you're serving me any sort of food,
I'm like sucking your dick under the table.
100%.
Yeah.
You could actually physically spit in my sandwich. And I bet, you know what? Ronnie was having a bad day.
Totally.
Here's 40% tip. You know?
Exactly.
I live my life like an episode of MSNBC, like Locked Up Raw. I'm just scared and afraid.
Always, constantly. I feel the same exact way. It's very important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you get it.
I get it. And it actually shows everything about a person, how they treat someone in a restaurant.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
And my mom has a heart of gold, but she truly does not understand that the busboy is not the waiter, who is not the hostess, who is not the bartender. You know what I mean?
My grandma Gloria is like this. She's she was like born in 1911.
Of course.
She's 88 years old. And she goes, babe, everyone's babe. Mm-hmm. Or she'll like get way too friendly, way too quick. And she'd be like, you bitch. And I'm like, no. That's like, you're being weird.
Right.
Like, you're breaking the boundaries. Like, you're being very, very odd. She'll like slap people on the ass. She's like Jewish, New York, the whole
thing. Live for it.
Babe, could you give me some hot water? This isn't hot enough, babe. Right. I'm like, oh my God, please stop.
Uh-huh. I feel you. I 100% feel you on that. But yeah, it's a true absolutely not in my life when I go to a place, any restaurant, any establishment, and if you're not nice to the service people.
Disgusting. You're a bad person.
And it's funny because my fiance, Jeff, like when we go to hotels, I know how to schmooze. Mm-hmm. I know how to get an upgrade or if there's a problem. Okay. And absolutely not. I hate passive aggressive aggression. Like Jeff will, if our room isn't ready, he'll like mumble under his breath and be a dick about it. Where I you know, you get more with honey than vinegar.
You're like, shut the fuck up. We're trying to get an upgrade.
Shut the fuck up.
Stay in line.
Right. Now he's like, oh, okay, this is fucking ridiculous. Okay, so you don't have a room ready. And like, we'll trail off to the side where I'm like, so when we check into places, I mean, he wears a pants relationship. I do try and honor that.
Right.
But I'm like, let me check us into hotels and get us reservations.
Yeah, totally. Wink, wink.
Right.
My husband does the opposite. Way too nice all the time.
That he's a pushover?
Push over. I'm like, shut. I'm like, why are you doing this right now?
Right.
Talks to everybody. So, what you got? I mean, 30 seconds in, we're at a hotel and he's having the deepest conversation mm-hmm. with the woman cleaning the room. And I'm like, you need to tap out. This
right.
is weird. Please stop. Please stop. You're creating friends. I don't want to do this right now.
Right.
Please don't do this to me. Please, please, please. Oh yeah. Well, maybe we'll see you around. Are you working tomorrow? I'm like, oh God, now you're creating a connection. Numbers are being exchanged. Please stop.
See, that's how I am on vacation. And I call them vacation friends. Now, I allow people to come to me,
but I
enjoy, like, if I don't leave a trip with somebody's email, I'm fucking devastated.
No way.
Swear to God.
Wow. And then do you keep in touch?
Absolutely. I have friends that I met on a cruise 15 years ago that are still soul sisters.
You have got to be.
And they're actually now 87 years old.
That's fucking, I mean, I can like fucks with that. Like an older woman, I'm down for, but I'm not trying to make friends.
Right.
Like at all.
You're like in Cabo, relaxing, feet up. I'm the one by the pool bar. I'm sorry, where were you from again? Wisconsin. Never been there. What's your address? That's me.
Can I come stay with you? Right. Love you like a sister.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a beautiful thing though.
And I don't know what is missing in my life that makes...
Ask.
Like what I need in my life.
What are you overcompensating for?
Maybe the dead dad. I don't know.
Maybe.
But that only happened 3 years ago. So that's not the answer.
By the way, no, I know because I lost a parent 3 years ago too. And I'm like, I don't want anyone to ask me any fucking questions.
Never.
Mm-mm.
And it's so interesting. I mean, we came in the studio and legit in the first 30 seconds, we both realized we hated the same like three people in real life.
Yes.
Not celebrities, people that we actually both know we both hate equally.
Yeah.
So I just feel like this was a long time coming.
It really was. And you never know. We talked about this earlier. Like, you just never know because people have been coming up to me like fucking wildfire, being like, Heather McMahon. Oh
Same
my
here.
God.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Yes, the whole thing. Right. The whole thing. And I was like, you know, you just never know when you meet people in person, but I fucking love ya.
Okay, so you, I mean, I love you, Jackie. Like, you're truly the best.
You were just pivoting from that conversation. I mean, you're having a moment of embrace, and you're just like, so anyways, speaking of absolutely
no, no,
not.
No, I adore you. No, because here's the thing. I just find you so refreshing.
Vice versa.
Like, they're so, okay.
Especially when you meet people in person, because sometimes the allure is gone. You see people on Instagram, they're like, oh my God, they're so real. They're so funny. They're so
And then they're the worst.
And then they fucking suck.
I have a question.
Yes.
Do you get, because you are so real, mm-hmm. do you ever get people losing their fucking minds? Like, I can't believe you said that. Because
yes.
I get that. And I even think some days, like, I'm super tame.
I do.
And then I realize, I'm like, everyone is so fucking politically correct. It's unreal.
Yes, I do all the time. And I am very, very quick to clap back,
good for
as
you.
The kids say, like very aggressively. I mean, bad, like to the point where my husband's like, please stop. You're so embarrassing. I'll be like, give me a B.
Right.
B, give me an R. R. I'm like, is there a sale at Mervyn's? Shouldn't you be there? Like, I like will take it so fucking personal. I will go on their page. I will learn as much as I can possibly find out about them.
Uh-huh.
I will make it personal. I will get aggressive.
Good for you.
I don't take, like, it's not low hanging fruit. I never talk about people's appearances or anything like that.
Because people always talk about my appearance. It's
That's
wild.
Fucked up. I would get so fucking pissed about that. And I get that sometimes too. They're like, oh my God, there's just like something wrong with your face. And I can't put my finger on it. I'm like, well, I can. Okay. It's called a rhinoplasty that I should have gotten when I was 15 because I'm fucking Jewish. I get it.
It's wild to me when people think that they're messaging their friend. Like I needed a refill on my eyelash extensions. And this girl was like, these are so fucking busted. I'm like actually embarrassed for her right now.
And do and you then respond?
Of course I do.
Of course
I'm like,
you do.
Hey Claire, how's it like? How's it feel to be a total cunt on a Wednesday? You feel good about that?
Yeah.
Did that make you feel better?
Yeah.
Where are you from? Idaho? What's going on there?
Totally. You have to.
You have to clap back.
People are like, you know, you shouldn't. You're engaging. But you, that's what they want. But it's what I want, too. What
right.
about me? I want to have that. I need to have the exchange to
right.
feel like a human. I'm not the girl that can be like, just brush it off.
No.
Nope.
I got to clap back.
I want to have full confrontation.
Whoa. So speaking of clapping back and all that, mm-hmm. one thing that we do on this show, Jackie, is that we have people call in
Sick.
And they leave us voicemails. It could be an absolutely yes, absolutely not. Just I like to really engage with the haters and the motivators.
Oh.
So you cool to take a couple voicemails?
You bet.
Great, Michelle. Let's hit it. Let's see what we got.
Love this.
All right.
This is a major toss-up that I see on a regular basis. I can't decide if it is socially acceptable to post the new card that you got your child for their 16th birthday on social media.
Oh, the new car.
I think it's an absolutely not. However, there are many people out there that are proud of their hard-earned money.
Is she in prison?
Spent on a 16-year-old who is driving for the first time and will probably wreck their Range Rover. Absolutely yes or absolutely no. Heather, we need to know.
Okay, I love this. That was so whispered. I think she was in a stall somewhere in
she
prison.
She was Anne Franking
She was Anne Franking
for
it.
Sure.
I'm on the fence about this one, and I'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
Because I drive a sensible Jetta.
Love that.
I've had a 2015 Jetta. I got a little bit of money. I saved up. I bought it full out. That thing's got a fucking kick-ass rooftop, Bose sounds, you know, stereo.
Yeah.
I thrive in a sensible vehicle.
Yes, yes.
I've never been impressed by cars. Like, I kind of get a boner for, like, hot Ferraris because Jeff's into it. But I don't, I wouldn't be, like, if you pulled up to my house in a Ferrari, I'd be like, oh, okay, whatever. She's being extra.
Would you fuck a guy in a Honda Sonata from 1993 in a champagne color?
If he was, looked like a lumberjack, because I identify as a lumbersexual, then fuck yeah, I would.
Oh, okay, cool.
Let's ride, daddy.
Okay, great. Okay, cool. I just wanted to make sure because I want to be fair. Yeah. I would not.
Okay.
I would not.
And you know what? You're a better probably woman than I.
No, I'm definitely worse.
When I look at some of the guys that I've hooked up with, I hooked up with a guy in college. He was missing a finger on one hand.
I'm going to say one leg. Aviva Drescher?
Yeah. He would. He'd throw it across a quad and he would go up to people at school. He was like a cool dude though. Like everybody loved him.
It's like low key hot.
Yeah. And he would go up to people on campus and be like, instead of high five, be like, high four.
Would he take his prosthetic finger and finger you with it?
He did not have a prosthetic. It was just gone.
Oh, sick. Okay.
Yeah. And when I got engaged, she called me wasted from Bourbon Street. And we haven't talked in like 7 years and he was devastated. He's like, I thought we were going to make it. I'm like, what? Good, great guy. But yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Four fingers. Give me four.
Yeah. Just give me four. Yeah. Ugh. It makes the shocker wild. Yeah.
I was going to say. So what do we think about posting the 16-year-old car? I don't know.
I mean, give it a week and the car is going to be totaled. Let's have an honest conversation.
Oh, for sure.
What was your first car?
I had a sensible Volvo S40.
Everybody had a Volvo.
Yes.
Great.
Great car. No, you know, it wasn't like a slick, like a BMW or a Mercedes, but it was like low-key bougie, but like safe, which is really why I got it, because it was just so safe. So my parents were like, you know, there's airbags, it's whatever.
I mean, listen, this woman's talking about a Range Rover. It's not like my first car was a Ford Pinto. I had a Land Rover Discovery, but
very
it was,
nice.
Yes, but it was very, very old. Like it was like a very, very old used one. But
gotcha.
My dad, basically, my sister got in a horrible car accident. Mm-hmm. Thank God she's fine. In like a Ford Explorer, and he was like, I'm getting you a tank. If he could have, if Hummers were out, he would have gotten me a Hummer.
For
you know
sure.
what I mean?
Yeah.
So I had this older car, but literally I would just pull down the driveway and the tank would go to empty. You couldn't drive anywhere in the car.
Yeah.
It would just like, it would eat gas.
Yeah, totally. I think no 16-year-old should have a fucking Range Rover.
I fully agree.
I don't care if you're Bill Gates. A 16-year-old does not, they haven't earned a fucking Range Rover. I saw a kid in Calabasas yesterday driving like a souped up matte G-Wagon out of Calabasas High School, and I wanted to fucking T-bone him. I'm like, this punk ass pussy bitch driving around in his fucking matte black G-Wagon, you motherfucker, small micro dick. Is that right to say about a 16-year-old?
No, they all have small. Well, speaking of micro dick, my fiance Jeff does not have one, but he bought this lemon of a motherfucking, this Mercedes, an old Mercedes, like C-Class.
Okay.
Bought it for like $4,000 from some like Russian guy in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn.
Excellent.
The thing has been in the shop since the day he got it.
Ugh.
He picked me up in the airport in this car and he was like, I'm going to get it matte black. I said, are you fucking Bieber? What the hell, Jeff? What do you know? Every time I am physically in town in that car, it has to be towed to the shop. So I literally hold this over him. I'm like, aren't you glad you didn't spend all your money on the matte black? Who are you trying to pick up?
It's like when people put, well, it's not the same, but it's in the similar vein. When people put like spoilers on a Honda Civic.
Why?
What the fuck are you doing?
Right.
Or if you have like some, like a fucking Kia and then you take the emblem off, do you think we're going to confuse that with a Maserati? We're not. Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. But you know what? What is it? Is it the, what are the car, the Chryslers that sort of look like a Maybach?
Chrysler
totally.
300.
Yeah. Yes.
Maybach adjacent. I'm like, oh shit.
Oh shit.
That guy? And then I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Not going to fuck him.
Okay. So I agree with you. If you're buying your kid a Range Rover, unless they need it because you know, if you own a dealership, that's one thing. But other than that,
free,
absolutely
free
fucking
promotion
not.
Promotion for the dealership.
There you go.
Fine. Any other reason? Hell no.
No. Oh, let's go to another one. That was a good one. But she did sound frightened and like she was keeping a secret.
Hey, Heather went on a date with a man who was married and his wife was expecting a baby in less than a month. I obviously didn't know. So should I tell the wife or not? I decided against it. Oh. Bye.
Fuck.
That's this is so real.
This is when I get nervous when people actually ask me advice.
Me too. My asshole just went like this.
Clenched.
Oh my God, that makes me so nervous because like I don't know.
All right. Well, here's the thing. I need more context in the situation. Obviously, he's an absolutely not, and I hope he burns a fiery death, but he has a new baby, and I think people can sort of change. Mm. Not really, but no, he's a skeezer.
Right.
Okay, like, what's the
do you get involved with a family if you've only gone on one date with this guy? You want
right.
to, or do you let this woman
secretly
going
know.
Into her pregnancy just like you don't want to fuck with a pregnant woman in her third trimester, or does she deserve to know? Girl code. Yes. I feel like she should know.
Everyone tells me their secrets. This is a really, truly a personal problem that I have. I'll be in an airport bar and somebody will sit down next to me and be like, I hid three bodies. These are the places. And then they'll just got to catch my flight, you know?
Yeah. And you're like, fuck.
Fuck. So, oh, shit.
I kind of feel like it's just hard to say, what if this woman totally knows, you know, maybe that he's had past discretions. I kind of feel like maybe she should tell the wife, but also then you are entering a zone that you do not want to be in. Like, I know I wouldn't, but I would tell a friend to do it.
My thing is I need to know the context of how she ended up on the date. Was he on Tinder? Was he on an app? You know, how were they linked up? Because then you could always just screenshot the Tinder and like slide it in and just let her know that he's out there.
Yes.
But surely, if you're married with a kid on the way, people would fucking see you and know.
Right.
That's why. Is this a Craigslist? Is she the one who's being shady? She didn't sound shady. There's a lot of missing pieces.
I need more information. But I think just listening to it off the cuff, I know what I would do and what I would tell people to do are two different things.
Exactly.
I personally would hands off that shit. I don't want to be anywhere near it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a baby coming into the mix. Bitches be crazy. Hormones are flowing. I'm out.
Right. You will get stabbed in a Kmart parking lot quicker than you can say whoops.
Yes. And then you'll be wrapped up in the Jaclyn Smith sheets that she bought at a Kmart and you'll be dumped in a river somewhere. So I think you just stay the fuck out of it.
Yeah. And then if he pops up again, then you let her know. But right now, you're doing God's work by actually staying a little silent. Let that baby come out and let that woman have a peaceful birth. She knows her fucking husband's a skeezer.
Of course. Women
Isn't
know.
Isn't that wild? Women know everything.
Yes.
Jeff could fart in Missouri and I'm like, okay. You know what I mean? We
100%.
Know.
100%. I could walk into a room and I know everybody that my husband's hooked up with.
Mm-hmm.
It could be when they were 12. And I'm like, no, so you fucked Katie?
Uh-huh.
He's like, Jackie, it was in middle school. I'm like, I don't care. She's a whore and a hater.
See, Jeff is so not jealous. He met my ex, my serious ex from college. We were at a mutual wedding. And it ended really badly. The guy cheated on me or whatever. And he was just a total douche. I thought Jeff was going to show up to this wedding, like, chest puffed.
Rico Suave.
And immediately, let's call the guy Ronnie. I don't know why I love that name, but Ronnie. The guy's name was not Ronnie. I thought he was going to be like, Ronnie, what's up? It's Jeff. You about to... Catch a smack. Jeff ended up having like 65 beers with him. I think they're pen pals. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? He's like,
So annoying.
And then his justification was like, he was like, Heather, like, look at him. It's rough. Like, don't you feel bad for the guy? And I was like, yeah, he did put on weight. You know?
He's not doing his best.
No.
Okay. I bet he cries himself to sleep every fucking night about me with a photo of us crumpled under his fucking pillowcase.
Yeah. Jeff still to this day is like, I can't believe you're still triggered by this. I'm like, you don't even know. You don't know.
I totally get it. I see an ex-boyfriend. I'm like, I hope that they fucking just weep over our seventh grade yearbook.
100%.
You know?
I hope they still masturbate to all my like really unattractive photos from college. You know, not even the good ones now, just the bad ones.
And when you get a double tap on like a hot photo of yourself, I'm like, yeah, eat it, bitch.
Yep.
Eat it. Anyways.
So long story short, don't tell the wife. Let's go to the next one. These are great.
Love them.
Hi, guys.
Hiya.
Wake up for my skincare routine. Absolutely not. Also, this guy. My forever wedding date.
Absolutely I get it. Thanks.
Not.
Oh!
Are you alive? Are you okay? Okay, I totally get this because this is shit I talk about all the time. This is very, very insular. The captions with the couple captions, like, this guy, date night with this guy, like, hot hubby alert, like, my forever date, like, my Valentine forever. It's like, bitch, you said, let's not talk about divorce statistics. Like, he might not be here forever.
My sister is a criminal defense attorney, right? So she deals with some heavy shit.
Okay.
She did one divorce and said she would never. She said, Heather, I would, represent the most hardened criminal before I would ever deal with two horrible people that are getting divorced.
Yes.
She's like, it really, truly lets you see the devil come out of people.
Love is a battlefield.
Love is a battlefield, isn't it?
It really, really is.
I mean, everybody knows that Jeff's my Italian stallion, and I just, like, play up that, but I would never be like, literally, the reason I breathe.
But that is, like, so different. Like,
right.
That is a specific nickname. I am talking about the girls hand in hand, follow me, or, like, a song lyric.
The best is, you know, the photos where it's the girl in front, and it's from the guy's point of view, and he's, like, holding her hand, and she's like, I'll never look back,
like,
you know?
Fucking, I hope they get divorced. I am willing for the dissipation of their marriage.
Me too.
Like, I really hope you guys are miserable, because it's all a little doth protest too much, don't you think?
Absolutely. And I really, you know what I'm going to start doing? My captions with Jeff at weddings are going to be like, hashtag, like, my constant source of my UTIs. Yeah, totally. I'm getting a flare up in my urethra. Thanks, baby.
Thanks. Love you forever. This guy, hashtag this guy, forever wedding date.
Thought he was rubbing my clit. It was actually my urethra.
Winky face, heart, heart, heart.
It happens all the time.
LOL. Love is a beautiful thing. Kill me. It's so fucking annoying. And every time I see that shit, like the collage on the birthday.
No.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Come on. My husband's not even on Instagram. It was our anniversary and I like found really just like a hot photo of me and I was going to put it up. And then I was like, how funny would it be?
Because
I love a joke where nobody else is in on the joke.
Oh, absolutely.
Kills me. Makes me laugh so hard. I love just like a personal joke for me. So I was thinking, I like wrote out this whole paragraph and I thought, and it was so serious. There was no hint of joke. I would like drop a Helen Keller quote in my Insta story.
As one would.
Just to see if people get it.
Right, and also because it's Tuesday, you know?
It's fucking funny. By the way, you should know this about me now that we're new best friends. My senior quote in the yearbook, by the way, this is not an inside joke with anyone. I did this by myself in the heat of the moment at the yearbook classroom when I had to fill it out.
I'm nervous now.
My senior quote is, even though I can't see or hear, I still love my life, by Helen Keller. And she never said that. I made it up.
Wow.
A fake Helen Keller quote under my face with the little velvet, you know, the velvet dress.
Yeah, the shawl.
The shawl.
Mine was so embarrassing.
Please tell me.
It's not even like, it's about my career. I said live from New York at Saturday night for the Saturday Night Live opening. Because I was like, that's it. If you put it in writing in 10 years, I'll be on SNL. I've auditioned.
Manifest the fuck out of it.
I've like gotten to like a first round audition and they haven't called me back.
Well, maybe you should have sent them a photo of your yearbook.
But I do say that once I said, now if I'm not on SNL, it's okay. But I plan to host it.
Yes.
So then that can be a part of my opening monologue.
That's even better.
It all comes full circle.
Love it. Love it.
Love, love, love. Let's go to the next one. This is fun. Do you have more time? Is that cool?
I've got all the time in the
world. Okay. We'll do like one or two more. Jackie, do you want to get matching tattoos after this? I mean,
yes.
Who knew? I'll get like,
what should we get?
Schimmel's bitch on my ass or something.
And I will get McMahon's bitch.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Right above my, like maybe right here.
Right, right.
Something sexy.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay,
done.
Good, 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 great.
I think since I produced both of you, I think it should be something to do with me.
Oh, okay. Always about you, Michelle.
Prop of Michelle, like on both your arms or something.
Boner garage.
You know, it's just Michelle's Venmo account, you know? Yeah.
Genius.
Hi, my name is Krista from Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I've got an absolutely yes. Yesterday I went to my favorite bra shop here, Allure, and just needed to get some bras. I went in, the woman helping me said, oh, we're the same size. And
I hate that.
She didn't have the bra that I was looking for in stock, but confessed she was wearing that bra in my size. And then she offered to take her bra off.
Sweet.
She promised she'd only had it on for an hour
yeah.
and asked if I thought it would be weird to wear it. and
not weird,
super weird. But of course, I said yes. So tried it on, fit like a glove. Ordered two, and that's my absolutely yes. And big
I love that.
So it's a Allure Dyna, Minnesota.
Fantastic! Hey, shout out Allure. She said Minnesota.
Yeah,
not weird at all.
By the way, how lovely is that woman to unleash her large bosom? Mm-hmm.
The beast that are within.
Yes. I mean, we know what that's like. I mean, we both have tit sweat currently.
Currently.
And allow her to try on the bra.
It's like the sisterhood of the traveling brassiere. I'm here for it. Beautiful. I think that's truly women helping women.
Yes.
I got to give a shout out to Victoria's Secret at Brookfield Place down in pretty much Battery Park City down by the World Trade Center in New York. I was there recently. I had at one point five different women in the dressing room with me adjusting this new bra. I brought like six bras, and usually I wouldn't, like Victoria's Secret's great, but you know, sometimes like cheaply made.
Yeah.
I spent $200 and I've got bras for years, days.
And they were just all hands on deck?
Yeah. I mean, maybe it was a slow moment. It was like a Wednesday at 2.
Right. But still.
But damn it. I left feeling so empowered and on top of the world. I love that.
Don't you love when you have like a connection like that with just a woman that you just meet, and it could be just a simple, simple social transaction, and you're like, wow. There is good in this world.
There is good in this world.
Yes.
And where you and I had the social transaction of just talking about everything that we hate. And I think that is, there is good in this world.
That's healthy too. Listen, people don't like to say it, but talking shit is bonding.
It really is.
It bonds people.
Because at the end of the day, I don't ever sit at home, you know, and talk about positive things.
That's fucking boring.
Who does that?
That's for like a journal.
That's like, yeah, for sure. You know. All right, let's go for another one.
Wow, that was a really, business-like
recording
there for you, Heather. Heather, hi. My name's Amy. I'm from Springfield, Illinois.
Hi, Amy.
I've been a long-time fan. Like, long time.
Yes.
So my absolutely not are these horribly ridiculous baby names people are saddling their children with.
And saddling.
The unnecessary H's and Y's and double E's and E-I-G-H's that they're throwing in.
I feel
like
you.
How many ways are there really to spell Caitlin or Haley?
Mm-hmm.
And why are we making up names just like syllables thrown together? I mean, it's an absolutely not. Can we please? I'm all for a unique name. My son's name is Woodrow. Like, I'm all about.
I'd fuck a Woodrow.
A Wilson,
name,
for sure.
Stop making them up and spelling them.
Okay, I got it. Yeah, I feel you. Wow. Yeah. You know what, Amy? 100% agree with you. Now, here's the thing. I am from the South, so you always know when there's like a Brantley or a Kately, you know, it's like a L-E-Y or L-E-I-G with a, somehow with a Z on the end, too.
I can smell the Mountain Dew.
100%.
Smell it.
It truly has me triggered. I have one of my best friends is a first grade teacher, and she's like, if I get one more Brantley.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Britanley. What's happening here?
Don't you love a Midwest gal who thinks that she's being super alternative when she names her kid like Riley?
Yes, yes.
It's like, bitch, that was the name of a Mary-Kate and Ashley and also like a Mary-Kate and Ashley character. Like, I just like wanted like Riley or like Becker or like something like that. I'm like, it's not that crazy.
It's not that crazy.
It's not that fucking crazy, but I love it. I respect it.
Do you already have your baby names picked out?
I have a few that I like, but I don't know. I want to like see the fucker when it comes out and then really wrangle with the name.
I just know in my soul I'm having twin boys.
Really?
Mm-hmm. God has brought this, I guess, would it be an apparition? Like he has brought that idea to the forefront of my mind multiple times. So I'm ready. I'm prepared. My pussy's prepared.
By the way, that would be amazing because then you could just knock it out in one
and be
row.
Done. And I asked Jeff, I said, you better be on the same page as me that you're going to allow me to do like the mommy makeover. He's like, whatever makes you feel empowered.
Oh, fuck.
I said, great.
Oh, things are going to be nipped and tucked.
He's like, but you better still cook my dinners.
In the kitchen where you belong.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I have my baby names picked out just because I'm like, I could see.
You want boys?
Well, I would love girls too, but here's the thing. And I say this very controversially, but Jeff's a really big dude.
Right.
6'3". He has an enormous head.
Yes.
I'm a big gal.
Okay.
I know what it was like to deal with being like a larger gal.
Ugh, especially growing up now. Can you imagine?
Well, growing up now, you're great because everyone's body positive and it's cool. You know what I mean?
Right. But what about space. Instagram with the Emradas of the world and the flat tummies? And
I almost broke up with Jeff about a week ago. I was scrolling Instagram and I saw that he liked an Emrata photo.
Oh my God, I would die.
I'm not jealous. I'm like, Jeff, great. If you can get Kate Upton to call you back, more power to you, honey. Here are the divorce papers,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But I said, really, Emrata? Her, okay, you know, they're going to say, well, you can body shame one way. We can body shame the other way. But listen, she put up a photo.
I like to body shame everybody, yeah. So it's fine.
She had a photo that her pussy was actually concave. She was so thin. And it got to the point where I was like, I'm confused by this.
Where, when, why, bones,
what?
No.
Yeah, but I don't want girls necessarily because I don't want them to have to go through what I had to, and I was not bullied or anything like that.
Right.
It's just being a woman is hard, period.
Yes.
I know my kids are going to be enormous, whether it's like a weight thing or they're just going to be huge people. So I'd rather have boys that can be athletes that can like make me some money, you know?
For sure.
Right.
You start setting up those cones when they're like 6 months and to start doing like agility training.
Thank you. Because women, even in like women in the WNBA, they don't make even 1/18th what guys in the NBA make.
Right.
So I don't want to do that to my kids.
I think I'm going to have a really ugly baby.
But if you have an ugly baby, they're probably going to be a cute kid. So that's all that matters.
Or a great personality. But I have a premonition that my baby's going to come out like looking like a fucking extra from American Horror Story.
I'm weird in the statistics because all of my kids have had beautiful children. So I'm afraid. I'm like, you know, they're like 1 in 4.
Right.
Has, you know, one good eye. That's my kid, you know.
Right. I think everyone, because they're like, oh my God, you and your husband are going to have the cutest babies. I'm like, I don't think so. I think that you're putting a jinx on the whole thing and they're going to crawl out looking like fucking Gollum.
Jeff was such a hideous infant and so was I. Well, first of all, I had a full body staph infection and eczema. Jeff had a really weird misshapen head because he was a twin and a preemie. And at the last minute, it was an emergency C-section. So yes. His head's super fucked up and so was mine because they had to get me out with like bacon tongs, like forceps.
Yep.
So I just know, you know, I mean, here's the thing. I am a really good looking person, as are you.
Gorgeous.
And that's okay to say out loud.
Yes.
I know I have a good face. Jeff has a great face. But I said, babe, sometimes we're like, face wise, we're so good looking that sometimes when you put two good looking people together, it's a monster.
It's like a double negative.
Thank you. You get it.
I totally get it.
Jackie, I love you. You get it.
I so get it. I look at me and I look at my husband. I'm like, this ain't going to work.
Yeah.
I'm like trying to like slice and dice the genetics. We kind of look similar.
Right.
It's not going to be cute. It's going to be bad.
Most couples look alike. And it's not just because it's like a Stockholm syndrome thing that they assimilate to each other. You probably have very similar features. No, you do kind of look like your husband.
We do. Yeah, we look similar.
You match. It's not like a brotherly, sisterly thing. It's just you match.
I think he's better looking than me, but he doesn't know that. We keep him down.
Why would you ever bring them up?
Keep him so down. Mm-hmm. And he's like a successful music producer, but I say to him all the time, I'm like, you're not fucking Max Martin, okay? You could call me back.
Let me know when your Calvin Harris deal goes through Vegas.
Right, exactly. I mean, call your fucking wife back. I will drive to that studio. I will humiliate you. Humiliate you, Max Martin. Count the Grammys. There are none.
There are none. I love that. Okay. We'll do one more.
Yes.
And then I'll get you out of here because this studio is so hot right now.
Do I have a dewy sheen like a Schwitz?
I don't even have a Schwitz. I'm actually going the opposite.
You're sliding.
Have you ever been so hot that you get cold?
Yes.
You know, that's where I'm at.
Yeah. I got you.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Heather.
Hey, girl.
My absolutely not is why does Kylie Jenner keep saying on Instagram, I created this face wash and I created this scrub and I created, like, she did not. She's not a chemist.
Right.
She technically, I mean, I'm sorry, she's not a self-made billionaire.
I agree.
But I agree.
Doesn't give any credit to her company because you know she's just going in there going, do you think I could make like a face wash? And then all these
I love this lady.
And scientists are in the lab making a face wash, but she doesn't give anybody any credit. It drives me crazy. I can't with her.
Like, it's okay.
Watch her Insta stories. I know you're, you know, not a Kardashian person and neither am I, but this drives me insane. I think the whole genius behind the outfit is Chris.
Obviously.
Yes.
I'll give Chris her due for creating a conglomerate.
Okay, hold on.
By exploiting all of her children, rock on. But Kylie didn't even create jack shit.
All right.
Yeah, okay, we got it.
Barely.
Wait, I will give Chris her due. I have so many, and I love the Southern representation because I'm very like, the South is a great place, but this was great.
Totally.
You know, she was driving, she just gone through Chick-fil-A, and she's like, let me tell you what right now.
Pulled over on the side of that road because she had something to say. Mm-hmm.
She was dipping her waffle fries in the Chick-fil-A sauce. She's like, I mean, this idea just came to the forefront of my mind, and mm-hmm. I need to let you know. And I, you know what? This is the kind of enthusiasm that I need every day in my life.
It really like gets me going in the best way, you know?
Kylie's new skin, Kylie Skin.
I don't like it.
First of all, and I'm really not trying to be mean, she's never had really great skin.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You don't invite Helen Keller to go on your neighborhood watch.
Right.
Which you know can't see.
Which you know I'm a part of a neighborhood watch.
I saw that.
I'm strong in the Next Door app. It's my favorite.
It's fucking amazing.
No, I fully agree with you.
A little off-brand, mm-hmm. as they say.
It is.
As I never say. But it is off-brand.
It is off-brand. I was just, this company reached out to me because they wanted me to do like dog food. And I was like, hey guys, I don't know how to do this. I don't have a dog. And they were like, oh, our bad. I was like, I mean, I could like steal a dog.
I could rent a dog. Yeah,
if the price is right. But right now I don't currently have my own dog, you know?
So that would be odd.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little inauthentic.
Exactly.
But if the price is right, we'll settle.
Exactly.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. No, Kylie, come on.
And the self-made shit, Forbes. I mean,
come on.
It's not self-made, and that's fine.
She didn't invent it. And even if she came up like, I like gloss. Like, that was, there was a pitch, the lip business
gloss,
pitch.
I like love lip gloss. That was the seed that was planted. Mm-hmm. And Chris is like, got it.
She's had, and I think Kylie and Kendall have had the same team since they were like kids. That main one blonde lady.
Yes, mm-hmm. Liz. Or something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they've taken very different directions.
Mm-hmm.
I was personally victimized by Kylie Jenner on Instagram a few years ago. Highlight of my life. Oh, yeah.
I need to know everything right now.
I posted a photo. It was there was like some earthquake. I'm such a freak. There was like some earthquake. The Nepal earthquake. Very, very, it was like a huge natural disaster.
Okay? Right.
So after that news broke, she posts a photo on her Instagram of her in the backyard in a hot pant, dangling a chicken wing, not in the mouth. There was no chewing. I like to see evidence. When people are eating, like, I want to see you fucking chew. I want you to swallow.
I want to know you swallowed.
And then open into the camera. I need to see the whole thing.
Yeah.
So she's, like, posing with a chicken wing, as people do, like, tits out, ass out. And she's like, ugh, I'm always so hungry. You know, I thought it was a little tone deaf.
Absolutely, yes.
Like, people just died and lost their homes, and you are posing by an infinity pool with a chicken wing. Call me crazy. I lightly was like, this is the downfall of our generation.
Good for you. And is that, did she go, did she respond?
So I did not tag her because I am a coward, okay? I'm not looking for that kind of conflict with the Jenner Kardashian.
Right.
No tagging. Take a shower. My phone is, it's smoking. While I'm in the shower, I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, did somebody else die? Like, what the fuck's going
right.
on? I get on my phone. Everyone's like, holy fuck. Are you on Instagram? What the fuck's happened? Oh, my God. My producer's calling. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? She commented on the photo and said.
And this was on your page.
This was on mine. And I have, it's so deep. Like, I have to pull it out. But she was like, you're the downfall of our gender. Get the fuck out of here. Do you mean my American Apparel shorts, my H&M top, and the chicken wing I got from a food truck? Like, because I was just like, listen, she's eating like a chef prepared tapas in her gorgeous multimillion-dollar mansion.
I can already go ahead and tell you her comeback didn't make sense.
It didn't, because it was it started with GTFO out of here. So it's get the fuck out of here. Which is a double negative. So it's really saying, come in. So just off the jump, you fucked it up.
Right.
And you validated me with six sentences. So who's the winner in this situation?
Did you respond?
I don't think so.
Because at that point, your colon has fallen out of your body.
Totally.
And you're like, well, I'm crippled.
Crippled. I had nothing to say. And then people were like, starting to get in the mix. And I was like, fuck, hands off. I'm just going to let this live. Saw her at breakfast 2 weeks later at a fucking deli. And I was like, I have to go. I looked at my husband. I'm like, we have to go. I'm like she would even fucking know who the hell I
am. Right.
But I was sweating and panicking. And I'm like, we have to go immediately. We have to leave. We have to move tables.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Things get weird on the mean streets of Calabasas. Like, she'd know who the fuck I was. But it was a life highlight.
Do you know where she lives?
I do. I do.
Great, great, great. So we'll just like go and toilet paper her house after this.
Yeah. You want to egg her house after we get our matching BFF tattoos?
Right. Yeah. Let's do it. Let's cool. do it. Cool. Cool. Cool.
And
cool.
then we'll go to the Health Nut.
See, I'm a little bitter with the Kardashians right now because they just went down to the Turks and Caicos, which is like kind of my island. And I don't really appreciate it when people don't, you know, call me and ask for permission to go there first.
You're the unofficial mayor.
Yes. And they were at the fish fry and they were recording, you know, an episode of Keeping Up. And it's like, oh, so you guys are going to like take credit. And my thing is like, I'm always team Khloé. She's like, why didn't Khloé, like, okay, whatever. If you want to go to the Turks and you didn't call me, it's one
Do
thing.
Do you think she needs to chill, though, on the injectables?
Yes, because you know what? It doesn't even look like her anymore.
No,
because
she can't, like, you know when you laugh and you can't.
She can't move.
You can't move your face.
And recently, it's almost like she's been doing, you know those, what's the word? Like the Japanese, like the Harajuku. You know, it's like a style. She's doing that kind of like Japanese filter. Like everything's sort of in like a cherry blossom color.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
it's
got
all very like, you know, Photoshop. It doesn't even look like her.
No.
And I'm like, did nobody on your team just take one quick look? And I'm always team Khloé. Khloé could do no wrong.
Right.
She could literally run a school bus full of children off a bridge. I'm like, she was having a bad day. Like,
by the way, I could do with a little less inspirational quotes personally.
Right. I could too.
Like, we're good on that. Like, things are not going great. Like,
right.
Look inward.
I just figured that she would have called me before she went to the Turks and was like, hey, Heather, like, I know, like, we've never met and, you know, I don't really care to know you, but, you know, can I go?
Right.
That's all I asked for.
I feel like that's reasonable.
But I know her response would be, Heather, I asked for forgiveness, not permission, you know? And then I'd be like, fuck, touche.
You win. Whatever you say, Coco. Right. Whatever you say.
Right. But I can't believe, you know, I think we need to end there just in the fact that you were victimized by Kylie. And I want you to know that I'm behind you.
Thank you so much.
And we are going to leave right now. And like we said, we're going to get matching tattoos and then maybe do a little toilet papering because that's fun. I don't want to egg because then it's liability. But if you toilet paper, it's just light and fun and breezy.
I love teepeeing. I have teepeed recently. It is so fun.
Oh, who'd you teepee?
I teepeed my grandparents.
Good for you.
Yeah, it's just fun.
But do they have like a housekeeper who could come and like clean it up?
No.
No, so you're a cunt.
Yes.
This is amazing, everybody. If you don't listen to the Bitch Bible, Jackie Schimmel, you're the best. Thank you for coming on. This is an
anytime,
honor.
Anytime. Thank you so much.
Do you have anything else you want to promote while you're here?
Not really. I mean, just the Bitch Bible and then, you know, on Instagram at Jackie Schimmel.
Perfect.
That's fucking it.
Great.
Yeah, you know, easy breezy.
Let's do the damn thing. All right, we're going to head out and get tattoos. As always, call the Absolutely Not hotline and let us know your thoughts. I absolutely adore each and every one of you for tuning in. And thank you for always just, you know, filling my life with love and joy. And on that note,
amen.
Toodles. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate us, and leave a review. And as always, follow me on Instagram at Heather K. McMahon. See you guys soon.